June 9, 2021. He was called the People's Prophet. He was a man with a heart for the people. His life's goal was to touch people's lives with the gospel and philanthropy, especially the less privileged. The late Prophet Temitope Balogun, TB, Joshua would be remembered for his role in spurring religious tourism in the Lagos suburb, Ekotun Inagondo/Ekotun Local Council Development Area, LCDA, Assistant Editor, ARTS, Ozaluwa Uakim, reports. The socio-economic activities of Egondo/Ekotun Local Council Development Area, LCDA, of Lagos State may have been altered last week, no thanks to the demise of charismatic pastor, philanthropist and founder Synagogue Church of All Nations, SCOAN, Prophet Temitope Balogun Joshua last Saturday, aged 57. He would have turned 58 this Saturday, June 12. The Arajide Akoko, Ondo State-born televangelist was not just a famous pastor for his healing ministry, but also a big philanthropist. His sudden death, no doubt, is a huge loss to Lagos State, Nigeria and Africa because of his contributions to religious tourism that have positively impacted the nation, the downtrodden and his followers especially. No less than 100 medium and low-size hotels are located in a Ekotun community that depends on patronages from worshippers and tourists to the church. In the last 1 year, these hotels have been operating below capacity due to COVID-19 pandemic. Today, operators of these hotels are apprehensive of the consequences of Joshua's death on their businesses. Michael Akanain of Victoria Continental Hotel said, "Hospital industry thrives here, especially on weekends. But with his death, we might not start seeing the impact now because the church service has not resumed fully because of COVID-19. Again, more hotels are springing up hoping that after COVID-19 business will bloom again. Unfortunately, his death will cause huge setback to hotel owners because the church may no longer receive the large size of visitors and worshippers as before. The church visitors and worshippers are our major customers. Also, taxi operators are also connected to our business. Bureau de change operators too will not be left out of the impact. His death means a lot to the people, especially the widows and orphans who he always assist. And because of his presence here in Ekotun Axis, the residents enjoy some level of power supply. Even he donated a generator to the community recently." A supervisor at the Globus supermarket, Mr. Christopher Ahijel, noted that they recorded very low sales on Sunday, following the sad news of Joshua's death. He stated that many people rushed to the church instead of coming to buy things from the supermarket. "Unfortunately, because of the lockdown, foreigners have not been attending the church, which has affected our sales. It is a big blow to our business," he stated. Managing Director Hard Rock Hotel, Shiamagato said, "We will be losing business and we will miss him. It is a bad one for the hotel business and the people around too. I pray the church will continue to grow." Amawunmi Iowade and Mrs. Nkechi Olukunle, both staff members of Hymax Hotel and Suites, simply summed the impact of Joshua's death thus: "It will be much on our hotel business. Egbe community will miss him. Many of the hotel owners are in serious trauma since the death of TB. But, what can we do? God will see us through." Director General, National Council for Arts and Culture, NCAC, Tunba Sagun Runso, described Joshua as a committed tourism promoter with a huge contribution to the nation's gross domestic product, GDP. He said the church has the largest network of religious tourism in Nigeria that cuts across 15 countries. "Each time the church is holding its major event, over 60 private jets will be parked at the Lagos airport. Also, all hotels in Ikeja Axis are always fully booked. In fact, I am impressed by his contributions to tourism development in the country. If 100 travelers from other African countries such as Zambia, Uganda and South Africa are applying for Nigeria's visa, over 70 will be heading to synagogue. Each year, the number of foreigners the church attract to Nigeria is monumental and a major boost to our tourism. In fact, I am impressed by his contributions. I pray the church authority will handle the succession process peacefully so that the image of the church will remain unblemished after Joshua's death," Runso said. Director General, Nigerian Tourism Development Corporation, NTDC, Mr. Folarunsho Coker described the late man of God as a great influential pillar of society who reached to the globe. He stated that though Prophet Joshua has left for the great beyond, his teachings will continue to bring worshippers to the church on pilgrimage to TB Joshua. Coker noted that there may be a reduction in number of tourists for a while, but that like religious tourists to other sites, it will pick up later. His death is a reminder that it is all by the grace of the Almighty. His church will continue to flourish as another will pick up where he left off. His teachings will continue to bring worshippers to his church on a pilgrimage to TBJ. I think there may be a reduction for a while, but look at pilgrimages to holy sites. It continues after life, he added. Former National Secretary, Labour Party, Dr. Kayode Ajulo has described Joshua's death as shocking, adding that his exit represented an irreparable loss to Nigeria, noting that the cleric attracted the largest number of tourists to the country. His death is a huge loss to Ondo State, Nigeria, and Africa. He attracted so many tourists to the state, the country and Africa, Ajulo said in a statement on Sunday in Lagos. According to NAN report, the human rights lawyer described the late Joshua as a very compassionate and gold-hearted religious leader. With the shocking demise of Prophet TB Joshua, Nigeria has lost a religious leader whose numerous activities have positively influenced the nation, the downtrodden and his followers, he said. On his unfinished projects, Ajulo recalled how he had offered to give the late Joshua a huge parcel of land to relocate his church to Ifira Akoko, Ondo State, in the wake of the controversies that surrounded the death of worshippers at his church. I offered him a huge piece of land to relocate, but the man of God rejected the offer. He, instead, offered to make a huge donation to the entire Akoko kingdom, he said. He disclosed that Prophet Joshua sponsored many politicians in the area who were interested in seeking elective positions. He said Joshua was also building a big university in Akoko and had also initiated the Akoko Mega City Project, a project which was expected to place Akoko on the world map, opening it for more economic opportunities. Publisher African Travel Times magazine, Mr. Lucky George described the sudden passing away of Prophet Joshua a big shock to him and millions of people around the world. According to him, the news came as a rumor and after a few phone calls early in the morning it was confirmed as true and by 7 a.m. crowd of worshippers gathered crying uncontrollably. As for the tourism industry, a giant has gone and a big hole left open that may be difficult to fill. For several years of my relationship with him, we talked tourism, tourism and tourism. Sometimes, he would quietly ask if the government values his contributions to the tourism industry in the country, and I would say to him yes, and that as Christians, his calling is beyond fishers of men, but creating an economy around a less-known community of Akotun, he said. He recalled that over 100 hotels were located around Akotun community that depends on the patronage of about 150,000 worshippers and visitors to the church every Sunday. So what he left will serve as remembrance for tourists. What he contributed to the economy through religious tourism are things that make him happy. Besides, TB was a very humble fellow and apart from his spiritual prowess, he was also a generous man to many and redefined what Christianity is and should be. For me, it's a big loss because he practically convinced me with his commitment to the tourism component of his church encouraged me to stay in travel journalism. Without doubt, Prophet Temitope Balogun Joshua is the greatest ambassador that Nigeria would ever have, he said. Coordinator, Lagos State Chapter, Federation of Tourism Associations of Nigeria, FTAN, Mr. Yabenga Sunmanu, said the death of Prophet TB Joshua is a monumental loss to the tourism and hospitality industry. A lot of the hotels in the industry will be challenged if programs executed are not in line with the man's vision. Tourists' inflow will definitely decline because his personality has cornered inflow to the Skoan. Prophet TB Joshua has played his role and has made a contribution that will leave an indelible mark in the history of religious tourism in Lagos State, he added. The late Joshua, who was the third richest pastor in Nigeria and most influential in Africa, was said to worth about $20 million. The nation learned that part of his unfinished projects include a five-star resort project located near the church in Akotun worth billions naira, which is nearing completion. Advertisement. Until his death, his church has been a mecca of sort to many African leaders. Liberian President George Weah attended a service at the Skoan on Sunday, October 22, 2017, in Lagos while preparing for his election. He was welcomed by the prophet who said, "My brother is here today because he loves his country and wants God's choice for his country. He is not here to impose himself. What does God say about his country, Liberia? What is God's opinion? That is why he is here." Also, Senator Yormi Johnson, a Liberian prominent presidential candidate, was also at the same Sunday service with Weah. The fact that these two were attending at the same time did not go unnoticed by TB Joshua, who said it was not his place to choose sides. According to Joshua, his own role is to pray for the will of God to be done in Liberia. He also revealed that he had been contacted by Liberia's incumbent vice president, Joseph Boakai. In his words, "We are not herbalists or witch doctors, we are people of God. God's choice is our choice. We cannot pray against God's will. Without God's corresponding power, we cannot pray to Him. For every step we take, every movement and action, intimation comes first. There must be a suggestion from the Spirit to move before we move." If truly I am a man of God, I must hear from God, move or don't move, he said. Former Nigeria's president, Goodluck Jonathan, visited the site of the collapsed Skoan building in 2014. He was met by the prophet, who showed him around the site. The incident killed at least 86 persons, mostly South Africans. The late Tanzania's president Dr. John Magufuli, who was reportedly an Emmanuel TV partner and a regular visitor to Skoan, visited Joshua first as the country's Minister of Works in 2011. He was accompanied by his wife. Eventually, the prophet returned the favor by visiting the president in his country. But on November 3, 2015, Joshua was in Tanzania for the presidential inauguration. This visit resulted in a testimony from the president's eldest son, who said he received healing from a severe respiratory problem after the prophet prayed for him. Ghana's former president, the late John Adamills, announced in 2009 that he had been a member of Skoan for over 10 years. He said, "I am no stranger to this church. I have known the man of God for more than 10 years. I first met him when I was vice president of the Republic of Ghana." The late leader held his first Thanksgiving service outside Ghana after winning the presidential election on January 3. Also a strong fan of the late prophet Joshua is Julius Malema, South Africa's opposition leader, who visited the Skoan in August 2013. He said, "We all seek divine intervention, we all seek blessings of spiritual leaders, and it happened that this time we came to TB Joshua, and it shouldn't be seen to be any controversial activities." Other African political leaders who have visited Joshua included Winnie Madikizela Mandela, King Goodwill Zwelithini, Zimbabwe's Morgan Tsvangirai, Malawi President Joyce Banda, King Kosi Kabo Malata of the Limpopo Kingdom in South Africa, Gabonese President, Mr. Omar Bongo, former President of Congo, Mr. Pascal Lissouba, former President André Kalimba of the Central African Republic, and Frederick Chiluba of Zambia. The late Prophet Joshua is also a lover of football. Little wonder he founded a football club, My People FC, in 2008. Interestingly, some famous footballers who are professionals abroad have attributed their success to him. While seeking favor and grace from above, they visited Joshua's church. They included Ogenyi Wanatsi, who shared an Instagram post on June 12, 2015, "Happy birthday to you, Daddy. You are a blessing to Nigeria, Africa and the world entirely. We have nothing to give to you than to ask God to keep you younger every day. May God continue using more than he has done in the years back. You are a blessing to my life. Thank you, sir." Ogenyi's success in football started when he joined a Lagos-based football club, My People FC, which was founded and funded single-handedly by Prophet Joshua. It was while playing at the Lagos club that Wanatsi was discovered and picked to represent Nigeria at the 2009 U17 FIFA World Cup. Sani Shu Emmanuel became famous when he won the silver boot at the 2009 FIFA U17 World Cup held in Nigeria. Emmanuel helped the Golden Eaglet to finish in second place at the tournament. Just like Wanatsi, Emmanuel was discovered and picked to represent Nigeria at the 2009 U17 FIFA World Cup after an impressive display for his team at that time, My People FC, against the under-17 team. Before his move to Lazio, Emmanuel was an altar boy in Prophet Joshua's church and was single-handedly sent on trial in Italy by the man of God. Although at the moment Emmanuel is without a club, he attributed his little success in football to Joshua. Former Nigerian international, Joseph Yobo, visited Joshua for prayers after suffering a hamstring injury in the 2010 Africa Cup of Nations. He went on to lift the 2013 African Cup of Nations in South Africa, 3 years later before retiring from international football. That was the only trophy he lifted as Nigerian payer. Also, former Nigerian international Daniel Amakachi once said in an interview, "I don't go to church because of miracle, but when I went to synagogue I did see miracle with my eyes, but I never received any. The good thing was that I came out of that church knowing that Jesus exists." He continued, "Judging from the lifestyle I had in the past, for me to have found Jesus Christ from there was a positive thing for me. And it was a turning point in my life. But you see, when you're desperate, so many things can happen. I was even conned because I was desperate to treat my injury." It was reported that Amakachi went to the synagogue with a knee injury. Discussion about this post.